Do you ever close the book? In therapy, a therapist who has been at this a while generally develops their own personal tricks. Some might call them sound bites. One of my favorites is close the book. In our lives, we have people who we know what they're like. We know they can be difficult, or we know they can be critical. We've known this because maybe this person is our parent. And pretty much it's safe to say we've known them all our lives. And some of you have had pretty long lives. Their behavior still bothers us. It continues to agitate us, continues to hurt us, continues to make us feel rotten. Sometimes we settle down until they do it again. Or just when we think we're getting better able to roll with it, they reach above in their conduct what they've done before. More hurtful, more nasty, more critical. When will we close the book? Now, it would be easy to misunderstand that phrase. Close the book has this connotation of get them out of your life. Shun them. Don't read with them anymore. That's not at all what I mean. For me, close the book means come to the conclusion that this is who they are. This is who they've always been. This is probably who they will always be. Therefore, close the book on your understanding. Accept that for the last 23 years, this is the way it is. This has been the way it is. It has not changed. This is who this person is down to their deepest core. Accept that. Quit reading that book. Close it. I believe we could eliminate a high percentage of our distress and our interpersonal agitation if we sooner came to the conclusion of how certain people act. I'm not saying to put them down. I'm not saying to have a critical, uncharitable attitude toward them. I'm just simply saying have a realistic one. You know, he brags. He's always bragged. His bragging is overbearing and pompous. I'm not referring to myself, you people, so don't get that idea. Now, here's where I'm referring to myself. He's an enormously humble guy, and his humility is threatening. Makes you feel terrible because he's so wretchedly humble. All right, now you can use me on that one. He's critical. He's opinionated. She's kind of mean-spirited. Fires little jabs about the way you live and the way you act and the way you raise your kids and who you are and your religion. And if you total up these jabs, it'd be, I think, right now totaling about 82,000. That's just the last week. Close the book. Close the book. Come to the conclusion, what do I expect? This is the way it is. This is who she is. This is who he is. I know this. So that when they do and say more of the same thing that they've been doing and saying for the last 23 years, you won't be so rocked. You can also close the book on kids, you know. You got a 23-year-old kid who's been making incredibly foolish decisions. 23-year-old kid who's just not getting his life together. And you can't really do anything about it. Kid's not living with you. Close the book. Recognize that what you can do is pray, but you really don't have much other influence. close the book. You close the book on the show if you want.